Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And, Joe, there are a few real men of integrity still in our Senate. You just heard from one of those, Josh Hawley from your state. Another one of those men.
One of the few.
Another one is Ted Cruz. He's a man, and we have we do have some. Well, they're not all Mitch McConnells or not all rhinos. Unfortunately, we do have way too many Mitt Romneys in there too. But anyhow, I'm going to show you what we talked about. Mariorkas, where he does the filibuster. He sat there. Basically, he said, "And look, let them beat on you all day long. Just filibuster. It'll never hit the mainstream media. They'll never get it. Only programs like this and others, you know, will come out on the conservative media. You'll never hear none of this on NBC, ABC, CBS, or PMS, NBC, CBS, or whatever." So with that, here we're going to see Ted Cruz, and he really goes after Mariorkas. Mariorkas should be tried for high treason, along with his boss, Joe Biden. But go ahead and bring it on.
Good morning, Secretary Mayorkas.
Good morning.
Is there a crisis at our southern border?
Senator, there is a very significant...
That's a yes or no question.
There's a very significant...
Is there a crisis?
Senator, there's a very significant challenge...
I think your microphone is not on.
There is a very significant challenge that we are facing.
Yes or no,
is
there
border.
A crisis?
I believe I've addressed that question.
So you're
Senator.
Refusing to answer?
Senator, there is a very significant challenge, and
will
we
you
are
answer
therefore,
if there's a crisis?
Therefore, we are dedicating the resources...
Okay, so you're refusing to answer. Well, Secretary Mayorkas, I'll tell you someone who is willing to answer, which is your and President Biden's chief of the Border Patrol, in a sworn deposition in July of 2022, when asked, "Would you agree, Chief Ortiz, that the southern border is currently in crisis?" Answer, yes. Notice, none of those wiggle words, none of that equivocation. One word, one syllable, yes. Are you willing to speak with the same clarity as Chief Ortiz? Is there a crisis at our southern border, yes or no?
Senator, I'm very proud to work alongside...
So you refuse
support.
To answer. Let me ask you the next question. Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator, we have a challenge of...
You refuse to answer the question.
Not...
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician, misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
And security of the
American next question,
people.
Mr. Mayorkas. Has the crisis made aliens less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we are seeking...
So you won't answer that question either?
If you...
It's a yes or no. Has it made aliens less safe?
Senator, smugglers are exploiting...
Has the crisis made aliens, yes, less safe? Are you willing to answer it?
Senator, the smuggling organizations...
Okay, you're filibustering again. Let me ask you this question. How many migrants have died under President Biden?
Senator, your phrasing of the question is actually quite misleading.
How many migrants died in 2022?
Approaching our southern border?
Yes.
Precisely why we are seeking to exclude the smuggling.
Do you know the answer? Do you know how many died?
I do not.
You do not. Of course you don't. I know how many died. 853.
That is
853. And by the way, here are the numbers that have died every year. You go back to 1998, you see it's consistently between 300 and 400, 304 to 300 and 400. Suddenly, 2021, what happens? You get in office, and that red line are dead bodies. I've been on the Rio Grande, and I've seen dead bodies floating there who've drowned because of your refusal to do your job. You don't even know how many have died. What do you say to the Texas farmers and ranchers who find pregnant ladies dead on their property, who find toddlers dead on their property? What do you say to them?
I say that is why precisely we are taking it to the smuggling organizations.
But you are not. That is simply not true.
Number two, it is
Let me read from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago ran an article entitled, "It's Like a Graveyard. Record numbers of migrants are dying at the border." The story begins with this chilling line, quote, "Eagle Pass, Texas. Local officials keep a refrigerated truck to hold the bodies of migrants who drown in the currents of the Rio Grande while trying to cross the border into the U.S. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent that this article be entered into the record. Let me ask you a different question. How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under the Biden administration?
Senator, this is precisely why we instituted...
I don't want a lecture. It's a question. How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under your administration?
Senator, this is exactly why on January 5th we announced
Do you know how many? Do you know how many children have been sexually assaulted?
This is why we...
Okay, you're going to refuse to answer that question as well. Let's move on. It's obvious you've been instructed to stonewall, so I'm not going to let you. You don't get to stonewall and filibuster. Now, one of my Democratic colleagues before said the Democrat talking point, quote, "This problem didn't start under Biden." I get if you're a partisan spinner, you got to figure out something to say about the absolute catastrophe that has played out under the Biden administration. True or false, Secretary Mayorkas, 2020 was the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Is that true or false?
It is certainly the lowest level of immigration in many, many years. And what was it in 2020? What was it, Senator, in 2020 that impacted the entire world, including the United States?
Okay, so your testimony is the reason we had the lowest rate was COVID. It had nothing to do with building the wall, nothing to do with any catch and release, nothing to do with remain in Mexico. With all respect, Mr. Secretary, that answer is laughable. And in fact, if you look at illegal immigration, let's look at CBP encounters. You can see 500,000, 500,000, it drops to the lowest level, and boom, what happens? You show up, and that red line is you. That red line is Joe Biden. And you're claiming nothing happened. Oh, gosh, this was here before us. No, you made the decision to allow this to happen. Let me ask you, we now have over 5.5 million people who've entered this country illegally under Joe Biden. How many murderers have you released into America?
Senator, I'm not aware of any murderer whom we've...
So you don't know?
Senator, let me say something.
Do you know?
If you take a look at...
No, you don't get to give a speech. Do you know how many murderers you've released?
I'm just trying to answer your question.
How many rapists have you released?
Senator, I'm trying to answer your question.
You can answer, I know or I don't know.
Senator, any individual who poses a public safety threat...
How many child molesters have you released?
...and removed into the United States, from the United States.
Oh, so your testimony under oath, subject to perjury, is that you have not released any murderers, rapists, or child molesters among the 5.5 million? Is that your testimony?
Mr. Chairman, may I have the opportunity
to... No, you may not. You may answer my question.
You're not
allowing... Is that your testimony, yes or no?
Senator, you're not allowing me to answer your question.
I am allowing you to answer. I'm not allowing you to filibuster.
If you take a look at the pace of immigration in 2018 to 2019...
You're refusing to answer. Let's move on. Let's move on to gotaways. Gotaways are the people that get away that you know about. Now, what happened under your administration? Gotaways consistently down at this low line. Boom, you get in. And they go from below 180,000 to 600,000. Now, I'll tell you this about a gotaway. You don't know among those 600,000 a year. You have no idea how many are murderers, correct?
That is precisely why the
correct
number of gotaways...
Do you know how many of those are murderers?
That is precisely
why... So you refuse to answer the question. You know how many are rapists? Do you know how many are rapists? This is a question. You're a lawyer. You know how to answer questions. Of the 600,000, do you know how many of them were rapists?
Senator, this is why we...
So again, the answer is no. Let me ask you this. Do you know how many of them are terrorists? And I don't want to... Senator, here's my lecture on this. Do you know how many of the 600,000 gotaways were terrorists? Yes or no?
Senator, we are focused on the...
You refuse to answer that as well. What's the result of massive gotaways? Well, one of the results is drug overdoses. And we now have, last year, over 100,000 overdoses who died, the majority from Chinese fentanyl streaming across the border. Now, you told Senator Cornyn, you care, but look what has happened under your policy. When you open up the border to the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history, people die. You claim you care, Mr. Secretary. That is a lie. You know, some months ago, Karine Jean-Pierre stood up at a White House briefing and said, people are not just walking across the border. Was she telling the truth?
Senator, you are
was she telling
so
the truth?
Profoundly disrespecting
was she telling
my
the truth?
22 years
okay,
of government service.
You get to answer questions. You don't get to give speeches.
Senator, I served as a federal prosecutor.
All right, you're refusing to answer. If you look at, she was lying. And she was not lying on her own. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. Now, the photograph people walking. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. This is a photograph from just one day along the Rio Grande of hundreds of thousands of people walking across the border. You have allowed this to happen. The photograph that was before. What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border. And if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations. And these are modern day leg irons, because these are children being sold into sex slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing. Mr. Secretary, how many children have been sold into sex slavery under your administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartels.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery? Do you know how many children have been sold into sex slavery?
To an unprecedented degree.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now,
it is precisely
your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders. This is a crisis. It's a disgrace. And you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Well, there you go. Joe, again, I just want to reiterate that Joe Biden's job is to keep a flow of children in, making these children available for sexual use, for sex crimes, and also for working in factories, slave labor. There's a lot of companies that are hiring these children. People don't even know it here in this country here, and working these children. But again, Joe Obama's job is to make sure the Democrats have a good supply of children for their pedophilia. Also, and folks, I know you don't understand this because you haven't heard it at NBC, ABC, CBS. You're not used to believing. We've been trying to tell you this for a long, long time, what is happening out there. Joe Biden is as corrupt can possibly get. This is evil. These people are satanic. They're satanic to the very core. And again, we have to take our country back. We have to rise up and take our country back away from these wicked, evil people. We start right there. You start in your local county, right there. Take your county first, and then you take your state first. You take your state back. And folks, there you go. I know the rhinos are in the way, and they're a real problem. Sometimes I think I'm angrier, more angry at them than I am the communist. But anyhow, Joe, right now that number, the latest number is 6 million. Since Joe Obama has been in office, 6 million illegals have come into this country. And their job is to burn the country to the ground. There you go.
You know, also I need to add tonight, all this attention all day long. They were focusing on the Trump convoy and the aircraft at the airports and everything else. Folks, they are also trying to divert your attention. And I want to do a couple of stories, Pastor, real quick. This is what the news is covering up. With all this attention on Trump, you're not hearing this. The other night I mentioned BRIC. That's the enemies. That's Russia, China, Brazil. It was the enemy, it's the opposite of our G7. Russia media announced that Iran and Argentina have filed official applications to join BRICS. Now, along with that, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt are in the process of making application, and our neighbor to the south, Mexico, has, they were considering, but now they have actually taken the step to apply for membership in BRICS. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America. BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America. And now joining them, think about this, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Egypt. Turkey's supposed to be a NATO member, and our neighbor to the south, Mexico. What's happened? All these countries are fleeing to the Russians and the Chinese because they have seen what is happening to America. They are watching the collapse of our constitutional republic. They see the corruption. They see the wickedness in government, the deep state, and they have no more faith in America. They are fleeing, picking a side. They're going, well, I think we'll be better off siding with Russia and China. We'll be safer, more protected. That's one of the big things in foreign policy. How about on the local front? Article out from the Daily Caller. Yes, the Chinese spy balloons did collect intel on America's military sites. Duh. Pastor Ernie and I told you that, but here they have out from two current U.S. officials and a former senior administration official told NBC that, yes, the balloons were picking up electronic signals, especially those emitted from weapon systems, communications at different military bases, and on and on. The balloon, remember they kept saying it was a weather balloon. It maneuvered in a figure eight pattern around U.S. military sites, sometimes repeatedly, while they were collecting these electronic systems. Your president, not my president, the country, the man who claims to be president, came out and lied to the American people. Oh, we're tracking it. It's not doing anything. We've got it controlled. When you have a weather balloon doing figure eight, sometimes repeatedly, around a U.S. high information military base, that is not a weather balloon. They do not have that kind of capacity. So you were lied to. When, you know, as a nation, we're going to realize the press lies to us. The mainstream media are a bunch of liars. They just parrot whatever the Biden administration says is the narrative of the day. And here now the truth came out. And again, the National Security Council, Department of Defense, these people had worked with it. They finally revealed it flew over these bases and blah, blah. So then on the vax front, 100 million Americans may now have seriously damaged hearts, according to a top U.S. cardiologist. Serious is the word he used after receiving the mRNA shots. Dr. Thomas Levy, the COVID vax are causing heart injury in a large percentage of the people that receive it. He warns that at least 7 million Americans now have hearts that have been severely seriously damaged. He fears that over 100 million other people have some degree of heart damage, and that a lot of these injuries are not myocarditis, but heart damage that will be detectable with a troponin test. And he goes on and starts getting a little more complicated, but he's even talking about soaring heart damage among the pilots has gotten so bad that the Federal Aviation Agency had to lower their guidelines for pilots. They quietly changed the electrocardiogram parameters for pilots so they could accommodate people with cardiac injuries. We have such a shortage of pilots, we are now having to let people fly who have heart problems, who 20 years ago would have been grounded immediately. They're now having to give them waivers because there aren't enough pilots to fly the people. Then another big study came out, and researchers looked at data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Cleveland Clinic data that Pastor Ernie talked about, and a couple large insurance companies, their risk assessment data. They took all these three things and put them together, and they came up with some very horrifying news. You've been lied to. You've been had. In fact, some of you have been, a lot of Americans have been killed, and a lot more of you are going to die. The damage to your health caused by each vaccine dose does not lessen over time. It appears to continue indefinitely. In fact, the CDC all-cause mortality data showed each vaccine dose increased mortality by 7% each year. So the more doses you have, the more likely you are to die. And but if you were not vaxxed, you are not more likely to die at all. And it finally said if you're fully vaxxed, you're going to lose 25 years of life expectancy, according to this data. The issue is not isolated to the United States, they say. It is impacting nations around the world. Recent government data out of Australia shows excess deaths in 22 were 5,162% higher than previous years. Double vaxxed Australians were 10.7 times more likely to catch the virus. And now they are 20 times more likely than the unvaxxed to have heart problems. And it goes on and on and on. So the study that shows someone who's had four or five shots and is 30 years old can now expect to only live to 55 years old. This is the stuff that is not being put out there in the news. Instead, you're seeing pictures of Trump's convoy going to the airport, and all this fascination on Trump. In the meantime, there's some really horrible things going on caused by the Biden administration, the deep state, and they're leaving you in the dark. They've lied to you. They have deceived you. They've murdered some of you. They will kill more of you by what they've done. They are destroying our standing in the world. The nations are fleeing to Russia and China because we're collapsing, but everything's fine, according to Biden. We've got it under control, like the border. There's no crisis at the border. It's completely under control. The world situation is completely under control. Our energy situation is not at all under control and will be getting worse. You watch your gas prices. They will be going up within a few days, and they will continue the rest of this year. And, oh, by the way, we can't refill our strategic petroleum reserve because, one, the inflation, we don't have the money. Two, all our enemies have reduced the supply of oil, so there will not be excess oil to buy up to put back in our reserve. You see, he used our reserve to keep the price of gas down for the election so the Dems could elect more Dems in power but now you're going to pay the price of their vote buying. So this is what's going on while you're focused on everything else but what you need to know for your survival and health as a nation. Do you think I've understated it, Pastor Ernie?
Well, no. Let me take it a little further. First, I'm going to open the phone lines. We're going to take some calls. So the phone lines are now open. And by the way, from now on, we're going to make sure that whoever gives the invitation gets a good 5 minutes every night. And I wanted to say this too, Joe. Salem has said if we can come up with, and we mentioned this many times, an additional 100,000 by June 1st, we can. They will knock an additional 50,000 off our bill. And we have a couple states, like there in Arkansas and also in Oregon, where these states are both under 20,000. I mean, it would take only $20,000 to get them back on the air. And so if people in those states are listening to this, would like to, because we've gotten a lot of letters from people out there, especially from Oregon, saying, you know, wishing we were back on the air. They're listening to us on the internet, but they would rather be able to listen to us on the radio. All it would take is 20,000 marked, and we would be back on the air in your two states. But anyhow, there you go. Joe, here, Governor Joe Lombardo blasts Biden for unilaterally locking up 500,000 acres of land in Nevada, including rare earth mineral mining projects. He's under orders from China. You make sure that they have to buy their, to get all of their the things that we need in our computers and the things we need in the electric car, the chips. Make sure they have to buy all of the chips from us, Joe Biden. Lock the land up. And by the way, make sure that there's no drilling for oil. We don't want America to become independent again. You've got your orders from your communist dictators, from your communist handlers, Joe Biden, your owners. Anyhow, Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo Tuesday blasted Joe Biden for unilaterally locking up mineral-rich land in his state. Biden is based in... Biden on Tuesday announced he is establishing two new national monuments, Ava Quail and Arm in Nevada and Kastner Range in West Texas, to preserve more than 500,000 acres of land. And again, you know the reason for that. Phone lines are now open.
They want to rely on China for all the rare earth minerals to make the batteries, to make the solar panels. So we're going to rely on our greatest enemy for all the things we need to make his green dream come true. Now, that sounds like national suicide to me, doesn't it to you?
Well, it is. It's we've been taken over. The American people have to rise up. We've got to take. We can't survive another 2 years. We got to take the country back. All right, let's go out to Pennsylvania. We got Mac. Mac, you're on the air.
Praise God. Thank you so much for taking my call. You know what I'm going to be saying. First of all, this administration is responsible for the death of my brother John. When Country Larson was Parson was talking about shortened life expectancy, he was a prime example of health in his 60s, strong as an ox, and all of a sudden he's dead because he got all four the vaccine. That being said, I'm hearing from talk show hosts all over. We found a new guy we're listening to. He's called the Officer Tate Program. He's out of Arizona. And after he aired what Trump, you know, Trump speaking to the people, and he said, when is something going to get done? And everybody out there that hears my voice know what I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to give you verses to back it up. My wife and I are doing a study in Nehemiah. So you look in Nehemiah and the King James in chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, and it came to pass when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before God of heaven. That's one. Next verse. You flip over to Matthew chapter 4, and you look where it says in Matthew chapter 4. This is Jesus. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit unto the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had, what? Fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And you know the rest. And then another verse, Mark 9:29, where Jesus says, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. America, Christians, everyone out there that knows Jesus is your Savior. If this country, if those that know Jesus as their Savior would get in their heart and pray and fast and know God and get acquainted with God, it works. That's why Irma and I have this home that we have. It worked for Dr. Jack Hiles when he had a church that went, well, no one was getting saved. He found the common denominator. These great men, Spurgeon, Moody, they prayed and they fasted. A church in Marshall, Texas went from 49 to over 3,000. It works. We need to pray and we need to fast. Not just pray, prayer and fasting. It works.
All right, you're right. We've been telling people for a long time, they say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? 2 Chronicles 7:14. We've been telling people this for such a long time. God's Word in the Bible gives you the answer. He tells you it'll work if you'll do it. We'll be right back after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
And boy, does corruption reign in this government. Boy, alrighty. Let's go out to New Jersey and take Susan. Hey, Susan, you're in the air. Hello?
Hello?
You're in the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yes. I had wanted to call last Thursday, but I didn't get on the call. But, yeah, I agree with the last caller about praying and fasting. But also last Thursday, I think you had talked about the topic of the last incident that happened with the school, at the school. And mm-hmm. we have to remember that, just like many others, this last one, there are some citizen investigators online that have shown some proof that it probably was like a fake one. You know, it was like staged. Because that same school, the news people themselves were saying how, like, probably a year before, they were doing drills. And it seems that every school that they've had a drill in, you know, prior to that, suddenly a so-called actual shooting happened. And so what these what this particular investigator showed, you know, how we didn't see a lot of children, you know, in certain video footage when they were showing that person going around. You didn't see children. Even when the police stormed, you didn't see children inside the building or outside. And then also he indicated how the shoes that the person was wearing, the shooter, they were like black sneakers, black and white. But then when the police, you know, is over the body that they just shot, suddenly the sneakers were yellow and yellow and red sneakers.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that they had staged this, but no, there were people, there were children that got killed. There were six people that got killed, and they did have, if you watched the children coming out of the school, that you saw hundreds of them coming out of the school. They lined up. They had, each of them had their hand on the shoulder of the person in front of them there. And so I know what you're talking about. A lot of this stuff we see, it's called false flags. But not in that case, and here's the proof of that. The queer cabal really, really, really does not want the public to see the manifesto of Nashville transgender shooter Audre Hale, which begs the question, what damning information does it contain linking this tragedy to the hateful brainwashing rhetoric of the cult of LGBTQ? Jordan Butt, Executive Director of Children of Lesbians and gays, or sodomites, told Newsweek that it should not be published because the focus should not be on this, but on how this was able to happen in the first place. In other words, they don't want... This whole thing was planned, and here, that Audre Hale went... She was going to go to another place first. All this stuff is in her statements that she had, but... when she realized, and I can tell you what's happened since then, Christian schools across the country have been really manning up and hiring security. Well, that is happening. They're all putting on, because we know that Christians are being targeted now. And so, anyhow, thanks for calling. Well, let's go to Jack in San Diego.
Yes, if you were able to listen to Trump's speech tonight.
I did.
You'll know that what happened today is the tip of the iceberg. He went over some of the criminal cases that he will be indicted on. He also mentioned one civil case from Letitia James out of New York.
She's another extremely wicked, wicked woman. New York government is wicked to the core. I mean, it has been that way for years. There's a lot of good people in New York, but the government
exactly
is wicked.
Right. But what he didn't really cover is the mountain of civil suits that are coming his way. The Capitol Police have been given the green light by the Justice Department to sue Trump on an individual basis for any damages or injuries they suffered on January the 6th. He could be facing hundreds of lawsuits just from that. He has one woman suing him for defamation of character because he denied having an affair with her. And he has another woman that's suing him for rape. I thought the most interesting thing he said tonight was that when it comes to the classified documents is that they plan on charging him with espionage. And he said under the Espionage Act, what they're going to claim is what he did is a, this is Trump speaking, is a death penalty offense. Now, can you imagine if a jury finds Trump guilty of espionage and the federal government puts Trump to death? That's, I'm sure they would be dancing in the streets.
Right, but it's not going to happen. They're using all this stuff to scare the American people away from Trump. They're going to just keep at him, keep at him, keep at him. And the idea is they fear him. Get Trump is the mantra of the left right now. They have to get Trump, stop Trump, because we are right in the middle of a communist revolution, a coup of our constitutional republic. If Donald Trump can stay standing, they lose. The revolution is over. But if they can destroy Trump, they believe in their hearts that they can take over America, control, and the constitutional republic will be gone. The new socialist democracy will be installed. It's an all-or-nothing battle. They're not. They're going to not pull, you know, hold back on anything they can come up with to complete the revolution.
You know, Joe, you...
All righty, there you go. Looks like we lost him. First of all,
yeah,
what he doesn't, you know, apparently doesn't realize, the American people have had enough. See, America is different than many other nations because many other nations have really never known the freedoms that we've known. And a lot of us, especially we have a lot of us old veterans, you know what? We've lived our lives, we've raised our families, and, you know, we've raised our children and grandchildren. We've been here, and we realize that when we were in the military, we took that oath to defend America, the Constitution, against enemies foreign and domestic. Joe Biden is the American, all Democrats are enemies of America. They're the enemies of freedom. And they're pushing for a shooting war, somehow thinking that, well, they can win that because they'll have the military on their side. Well, a whole lot of people in the military, you see, a lot of those people, have their family members are us. And you know what? They're going to turn around and they're going to shoot the guy that gives them the orders to shoot the, to shoot us. That'll happen. And that's what they want. That's not what we want to happen. We don't want that to happen. But that looks like, unless we have intervention from the Lord, and I mean, that's it. Unless, again, God has given us the answer, but we don't have enough people out there, I don't think, that believes it. And that is like we read, 2 Chronicles 7:14, prayer and fasting, if enough people would do that.
We have to realize that we have, so many people don't understand that they've sinned because they have not done the things God asked them to do when he said get out there and run to the battle to stop the innocent that were, to save the innocent being led to slaughter. Those people, oh, I'm against abortion, but they did absolutely nothing. God is saying, I can bring judgment for the things that I begged, pleaded with you to do that you as a nation have not done. Our greatest sin in this country is we did not do the things that God commanded us, begged and pleaded with us to do. And that's where we've got to repent and change and start to get active and become doers of the word, right?
Yep. All righty. We've got time to take a couple more calls. Who do we have? Okay, let's go with Cliff. Clifford's in the air. Go ahead,
yeah,
Cliff.
Hi. A couple of things. The Sergeant Report posted episode 512 today or yesterday. Parts of a document, 25 minutes of a documentary on the 5G. I thought it was very informative of the additional radiation and the consequences of that of 5G. That's Sergeant Report podcast episode 512. Another informative piece was LifeSite News today has a very long article on the persecution of monks and Orthodox Christian in Kiev specifically and throughout the Ukraine. Very detailed article. I would click at the bottom of the article and have them read it to you. If you click at the bottom of LifeSite News articles, it reads those articles to you in a woman's voice, but that really shows you how Zelensky's team is going headlong after Christians and the Ukraine. And then I just want to ask about two verses. One would be Psalm 10, verses 2 to 4, and Psalm 55, verses 10. I think they're both giving characterizations of the wicked, and what's your opinion on that?
All righty. You said Psalm 10.
Psalm 10 was the first one?
Verses
4. 2 to 4, where we could correlate that with the behavior of what we're seeing.
Oh, exactly. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken at devices they have imagined. Yeah, God's saying, let the wicked be taken by the things that they're doing. Let that be the their punishment. Let that be the seal upon them to show what they're doing. Because they're boasting everything here that through their pride, pride goeth before the fall. You're exactly right.
And that blessing, in other words, they're helping their helpers. They're basically giving them, like you said, money. You know, like that secretary is probably has his pocket stuffed somewhere.
Yep.
They give jobs. They give, have you ever noticed that there were some people that did some really dumb, bad things? Instead of getting fired, they got promoted. They got moved out of that job, but they got promoted to a higher paying job for their loyalty. Loyalty in the Democrat Party gets rewarded.
Yeah, well, those women that were head of the BLM, one of them has a mansion in Toronto for, like, I think it's like $10 million approximately. So to have a mansion like that, you need $20 million by the time you have maintenance and everything.
Well, sure. See, this is a communist using the capitalist system to get rich and famous by, what? Promoting communism in America and taking advantage of our capitalistic system and all the donations. Those founders and leaders got filthy rich. But yet, if you read Marx, that's not the intent. But, hey, who's paying attention to minor details, right?
Okay. All right. Go ahead. What was the other? Okay. All right, there you go. We lost him. All righty. We are coming up on, how much time do I have left right now? All right, Joe, you got 5 minutes to give an invitation tonight.
All right. One of the hymns that I love is called Almost Persuaded. Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Almost persuaded harvest is past. Almost persuaded doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter wail. Almost but lost. Salvation is a choice you make. God doesn't send anyone to hell. We send ourselves. Anyone that goes, you send yourself to hell. God has, given us free will. He's given us the choice to accept him and become part of his kingdom, become his children, or reject him and suffer the consequences, live a life of sin, and the wages of sin are death, eternal death. In the book of Romans, it makes it clear, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see, if we live in the Spirit, we walk in the Spirit. Well, how do we get that Spirit? It says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our own spirit that we are the children of God. Do you want to become a child of God? Well, it's a simple process, but it takes a repentant heart. To become a child of God, Jesus, the first word in his ministry, gave the clue. He said the word repent, for the kingdom is at hand. We call upon the Father and repent of the sins that we have done, the sins of the things that we didn't do that we should have been doing for him, you know, and ask forgiveness with a truly repentant heart. I think there was something I learned from my grandmother. We've sinned by thoughts, words, deeds. We've sinned by things we've done and things we have left undone. I don't know where it came from, but I remember she taught me that when I was young. And with that repentant heart, when we talk to the Father, we will be forgiven if we're truly repentant. And then we can call upon Jesus, his only begotten Son, the one that took our place in that cross, died, paid the price for our sins. And he will, if we call upon him to be Lord of our life, will answer. We tell him we want to give ourselves to him completely, without hesitation, without reservation, that we want to become a son or daughter of the living God. And we will be given that spirit, that new spirit within us. We become that new creation, that new person in Christ. And then we become a joint, we become a real son or daughter of the living God, a joint heir with Jesus in that everlasting life. And you will have a change come over you. You will find a peace, a joy. You will find a part of you that is fulfilled, that has been empty for a long, long time. But only you can make it like the song. You can be almost persuaded. There are going to be a lot of people tonight that will not live through the night.
You have 40 seconds, Joe.
Heart attack.
40 seconds left. Go ahead.
And you know, it may be your last chance to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Do it now before it's too late.
Absolutely. You don't want to run out of tomorrow's tonight, do you?
Tonight.
But no, that's going to happen all across this world. That will happen all across this world tonight. And you don't want to be one of them. And you say, well, I'm not sure. Listen, go to the Gospel of John chapter 3, read it, and then get on your knees and ask the Lord into your heart. Until tomorrow, we want to, as we do every night at this time, say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.